Each week I try to answer a question. Here's a fun one. If God wasn't good with men having multiple wives, he's not, why didn't he punish them specifically? It seems like when you read the scripture, he's just okay with it. Here's the answer. The Bible records what actually happened. The Bible records what is true history, not always what is to be modeled. Does that make sense? So Solomon had 700 wives. He should not have. He should have had one. David had 7 to 8 wives, depending on how you count them. He should not have. He should have had one. So God's design for marriage is laid out clearly in the second chapter in the Bible, Genesis 2. One man, one woman, together forever. That's it. And then the more that you deviate from that, the messier it gets. No amens? Well, David slept with Bathsheba, and the kingdom of God was never the same. Solomon had 700 wives, and they led him to worship other gods. He did not finish well. God's design, I must say this, doesn't change with culture. It doesn't change with culture. It doesn't change with generation. It doesn't change with history. It doesn't change with technology. Marriage has always been designed by God and will always be. And if we ever start to think that we have moved beyond the Bible, only trouble waits ahead. So let's sing to the one who doesn't change and who leads us in the truth.